up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a Critical Care Pharmacy podcast. This is episode 122. In this episode, I'll discuss using analgo sedation in critically ill patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode122. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Before we begin, I'd like to share a pearl from my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies. The typical features of shock are altered mental status, high heart rate, low blood pressure, oliguria, cool and clammy skin, and acidosis. Acceptance of using analgo sedation or analgesia first sedation for critically ill patients is steadily growing. Pain is common in critical illness and is not addressed by common sedative agents like benzodiazepines and propofol. The 2013 Society of Critical Care Medicine Pain, Agitation, and Delirium Guidelines give a positive recommendation for using analgo sedation for mechanically ventilated ICU patients. The recommendation is graded evidence level 2B. Pain and discomfort are often primary causes of agitation in ICU patients. And one moderate quality study referenced in the guidelines suggested that analgo sedation is associated with longer ventilator-free time and shorter ICU length of stay. Unfortunately, this study did not mimic real-life practice. The nurse-to-patient ratio was 1-to-1, and patient sitters were readily available. The SCCM guideline authors made the familiar call for more research. Recently, a group of researchers at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas published a retrospective review comparing the before and after period of implementation of an analgo sedation protocol. Analgo sedation was effective and resulted in a shorter ventilator duration, lighter sedation, better pain management, and lower use of sedative infusions. The review did not demonstrate an impact of the protocol on the development of ICU delirium. Perhaps the most significant part of this study is that it was performed in a medical ICU. The research referenced in the SCCM guidelines was taken from surgical patients. I have not yet seen the sedation protocol used at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Analgo sedation protocol information is available at icudelirium.org, a resource that has been discussed on this podcast several times in the past. Finding an analgo sedation protocol that fits real-world scenario is challenging. Existing protocols, such as the one at icudelirium.org, are the product of years of institution-specific efforts changing the culture, knowledge, and practice habits of critical care nurses and providers. Copy-pasting such a protocol into a community hospital ICU, or any ICU for that matter, is not likely to be successful or even safe. The reasons for this are many, including nurses in the real world don't always have low 1-to-1 patient ratios and patient sitters available. Practitioners that are used to continuous sedative infusions need to receive significant education to switch to other methods of providing sedation. And different providers in the real world are not always consistent in their approach or agreement with protocols compared to how they would be in a clinical trial. In my opinion, anyone interested in beginning an analgo sedation protocol in their ICU should compare and contrast current practice with the ideal practice represented by these published protocols. Ideally, this comparison will be done with a multidisciplinary group. This group can then come up with a bridge protocol to cross the gap between current practice and the eventual goal of an analgo sedation protocol. For example, in an ICU that uses continuous infusions of sedatives without analgesia, a bridge protocol would look something like this after mechanical ventilation is started. Start a fentanyl infusion at 1 mic per kilo per hour. Give frequent fentanyl boluses as needed for pain or agitation with a RASS of +1. Give frequent midazolam boluses as needed for agitation with a RASS of +2 or higher. increase the fentanyl infusion rate when multiple fentanyl boluses are needed within a short period, and add a continuous sedative infusion such as propofol, dexmedetomidine, or midazolam when multiple midazolam boluses are needed within a short period. The exact medication choices, dosages, and frequencies should be tailored to the needs identified by the multidisciplinary group. This bridge protocol can then be continuously refined and iterated upon until it morphs into a true analgosedation protocol similar to what is used in published studies. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.